नरयनाम नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भाद्रेषु निथाय भगवता सेवया भगवते उत्तमं श्लोके भक्ते भवति नाय सुखे तदा रजस्तमो भावा कमालो बायदयश्च ये चित्ताय थानविन्दा सिता सत्वे प्रसिद्यते।
हरे कृष्ण। Today's Bhagavatam discussion is from 5th canto, 17th chapter, The Descent of River Ganges, text number 24.
Text 24. Yeah. Ya nimritam khahe api karma pavani. Mayam janoyam gunasarga mohita Naveda nistarana yogam anjasa Tasmai tamaste vilayo dayatmani Yani mitam kahe api karma pavani Maya janoyam gunasarga mohita Naveda nistarana yogam anjasa Tasmai namaste vilayo dayatmani Yanirmitam kahe api karma parvani Mayam janoyam gunasarga mohita Naveda nistarana yogam anjasa Tasmai tamaste vilayo dayatmani
Matajis. Yet, by whom Nirmita created, kar he api at any time, karma parvani, which ties the knots of fruitive activities, mayam, the illusory energy, janaha, a person, I am this, gunasar gambohita, bewildered by the three modes of material nature, na, not, veda, knows, nistarana yogam, the process of getting out of material entanglement, anjasa, sum, tasmai, unto he, the supreme, namaha, respectful obeisances, te, unto you, vilaya, vilaya udaya atmane, in whom everything is annihilated, and from whom everything is again manifested. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all of us, conditioned souls, to this material world. Therefore, without being favored by Him, persons like us cannot understand how to get out of the illusory energy. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the cause of creation and annihilation. Translation, repeat, please. The illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all of us, conditioned souls, to this material world. Therefore, without being favored by Him, persons like us cannot understand how to get out of that illusory energy. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the cause of creation and annihilation. Purport. Krishna clearly states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 4, Daivihye sa gunamai mamamai duratyaya mam evaye prapadyante mayam etantarantite. This material energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. All conditioned souls working within the illusory energy of the Lord consider the body to be the self, and thus they continuously wander throughout the universe, taking birth in different species of life and creating more and more problems. Sometimes they become disgusted with the problems and seek out a process by which they can get out of this entanglement. Unfortunately, such so-called research workers are unaware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His illusory energy, and thus all of them walk only in darkness, never finding a way out. So-called scientists and advanced research scholars are ludicrously trying to find the cause of life. They take no notice of the fact that life is already being produced. What will be their credit if they find out the chemical composition of life? All their chemicals are nothing but different transformation of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, text number 20, the living entity is never created. Na jayate mriyate vakadachin. There are five gross material elements and three minor material elements: mind, intelligence, and force, and ego. And they are eternal living entities. The living entity desires a certain type of body, and by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that body is created from material nature, which is nothing but a kind of machine handled by the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives the living entity a particular type of mechanical body, and the living entity must work with it according to the laws of fruitive activities. fruitive activities are described in this verse. Karma pavani mayam. The living entity is seated on a machine, the body, and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, he operates the machine. This is a secret of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. The living entity thus becomes entangled in fruitive activities in this material world, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:7. Manashastanindriyani prakriti stani kasati. The living entity is strongly very hard against the six senses, which include the mind. In all the activities of creation and annihilation, the living entity is entangled in fruitive activities, which are executed by the illusory energy, Maya. He is exactly like a computer handled by the Supreme Personality of God, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The so-called scientists say that nature acts independently, but they cannot explain what nature is. Nature is nothing but a machine operated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one understands the operator, his problems of life are solved. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam Jamanam Ante Gnanavam Mam Prapadyante Vasudeva Savami Iti Samahatma Sudulaba. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes, and all that is such a great soul is very rare. A sane man, therefore, surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus get out of the clutches of the illusory energy, Maya. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 5th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descent of the River Ganges. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Ajnanati Mirandaksya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Shakshojumilitam Yena Tashma Shri Gurave Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radakanto Namostuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhano Sutidevi Pranamami Haripri Vancha Kaptarobhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayivacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasade Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So I want to thank you all for this mercy and opportunity to purify myself by giving me the chance to repeat what I have been hearing. So I want to beg for mercy from His Confounder Evangelist Srila Prabhupada, from my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Labhaditaswami Maharaj, and from all wonderful devotees here at Zembo, that I'll be able to speak something for the glorification of the Lord and His pure devotees, for my purification and for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna. So I'll just take the translation once more. The illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of God that binds all of us conditioned soul to this material world. Therefore, without being favored by him, persons like us cannot understand how to get out of that illusory energy. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the cause of creation and annihilation. Hare Krishna. So, Srila Shukadev Goswami, he narrated the descent of the river Ganges. And after the narration,
He is now speaking his realization. This is the quality of a devotee. A devotee must practice devotional service to the point that he becomes realized. Because so many things we hear, ordinarily they are like theories, philosophy. But we have to go into it by way of practice that we become realized. This will help us to become steady in devotional service. So Sukadev Goswami, he did not just narrate, or he's not just speaking the philosophy of the science of the soul, or is he just speaking about the personality of Godhead, or is he speaking about the descent of River Ganges only? He has practiced these things, and he has come to realization. And the realization that he is sharing in this verse is about how we are being bound by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how this energy is so strong that it is very difficult to get out of it. And that if we must get out of it, it must be by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to get this mercy, we must surrender. And when we surrender, to properly benefit, we have to take full shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide devotee, the spiritual master. In the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada used two verses from the Bhagavad Gita to explain this verse. Chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 7, verse 19. So, now I'm repeating what I've heard from powerful devotees. You know, so, if you look at this verse very well, one thing that is very important here, actually, is that we need to surrender. But we have to know why we should surrender. Because if we do anything without proper knowledge of what we are doing, it is known as ignorance. If we are practicing Krishna consciousness without proper understanding, in actuality it is not Krishna consciousness, it's idol worship. If we have come to the temple and we do not properly understand the reason why the deity has decided to stay with us here eternally, then it is idol worship, no? It's not difficult. It's just like that. So, why should we surrender? If you look outside this place, if you go into the city, you will see that everyone is struggling very hard. Very, very hard. Ordinarily, we use the word ekar means. They are suffering very, very, very hard. But what are they suffering for? Or what are they struggling to get? They are only struggling to get a next body. Because at the end of the day, all the activities we perform with this body, if they are not Krishna oriented or they are not Krishna conscious, they will lead us to another body. And this is also due to the fact that we are not appreciating what we have gotten by the mercy of the Lord. There are so many species we have to pass through. We have to transmigrate from this smallest species to this human species. The first thing that is stated in the scriptures is that now that we have gotten this very rare human body, we should inquire into the absolute truth. But then there are so many people in this material world, they are not inquiring into the absolute truth. They are inquiring about four things. Ahara, Nindra, Bhaya, Maimtu. How to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, and how to mate. These are the four basic activities that goes on in the material world. And in science, these activities are known as natural activities. You cannot stop them. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved spiritual master and grandfather or great-grandfather, he will always say that the science, they don't know anything. They are foolish people. Once Srila Prabhupada was speaking, and he was asked, how do you see this moon expedition? Then Srila Prabhupada asked, do you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to flatter you? So he said, please, tell the truth. So Prabhupada said, simply wasting time and money. Because anything we do in this material world that is not connected to Krishna is a waste of time. The illusory energy is so strong that it's not allowing anyone to get out.
Sometimes one becomes intelligent, he wants to struggle to get out. He look at you very nicely and say, my friend, where do you think you are going to? Stay here, you belong here only. You know, that is the work of Durga Devi. Her duty is to keep us within this prison yard. And we are enjoying it somehow or the other. We are enjoying the Osho. So it looks very sweet. This is another level of ignorance. The living entities who have been conditioned in this material world, they are compared to prisoners. The prisoners are kept behind bars. And somehow or the other, a prisoner is made president inside the prison. He's not the chief. You know, and he has to take service from so many people inside the prison. Now he's thinking, oh, what is freedom? I don't need any freedom. I'm okay here. I will stay here, no problem. I enjoy. You know, this is what is going on in the material world. Now we have come here. Science is the manifestation of this illusory energy we are talking about. Because it's creating so, science and technology is creating so much gadgets for material enjoyment. And sometimes, even amongst us devotees, we are thinking, what is wrong? The nature of the soul is to enjoy. So if I enjoy, what is the problem? There is difference between enjoyment and sense gratification. What people are doing in the material world is known as sense gratification. But what devotees do is known as enjoyment. Because it's connected with Krishna. But if there's no connection, if it's not connected with Krishna or to Krishna, then it's sense gratification, it is reactive. And an intelligent person has to be very, very much fearful of that which is reactive. Because you don't know how reactive it's going to be and how much damage it will cause. So everyone swimming inside deep ignorance is just performing so many activities, just thinking, no, I just have to enjoy. Because this is the nature of the soul. So please, Prabhuji, don't preach to me not to enjoy. I just have to enjoy. And besides, I don't know what is going to happen next. So this is the time I have. Let me enjoy now. In this way, everybody is swimming in this material world inside ignorance. There are so many things in this material world that looks very flowery, very beautiful. There's a popular saying in the material outside the world there that all that glitters is not gold. But when a person is covered by this illusory energy, he sees everything to be gold. You know, and there's a story of one king. So he had got a very beautiful jewel for the wife. And this wife appreciated this jewel like anything. Somehow or the other, one day she misplaced this jewel. And she was very disturbed. So she had gone to the king. That nice jewel you've gotten for me is now missing. So she was crying. The king told her, you don't worry, I get you another powerful jewel. Very nice one. She said, no. I want that same jewel you have gotten for me before. I have special attraction and attachment for that particular jewel. If you want to make me happy, get that one for me. And because it's not just to marry. When you go into marriage life, you must do all your best possible to satisfy your wife. In providing the basic necessity the way they want it. So what to do? So we made an announcement that a very precious jewel belonging to his wife is missing. And if anyone finds this jewel, he should bring it forward. And that he will pay 5 times the cost of the jewel. You know, so many poor people, this is an opportunity to become rich. So everyone went in search of this jewel. Somehow or the other, there is this wretched man, he was just moving in the jungle or in the forest. So he saw the jewel inside the water. You know, the jewel was sparkling beneath the water. So he said, now I'm going to become rich. Then immediately he dove into the water. And he was searching for the jewel like anything. In his thinking, he's saying to himself, oh, very soon I'm going to get it. Very soon I'm going to get it. So he was searching for this jewel with very strong determination. Actually, if you look at this material world very well, our determination is very strong if it will enhance our enjoyment, material enjoyment. But somehow, when it comes to spirituality, people don't have determination. Even the acharyas have said that if we really want to practice determination, or we want to understand the meaning of determination, we have to look into the lives of the demons. The demons are more determined than devotees. Have you ever seen any demon
that performed any austerity or that wanted anything and couldn't get it before? But with strong determination, look at Ravan. Ravan was sacrificing his head into the fire. He did everything possible to get that he wanted. Strong determination. So in this material world, everyone is having strong determination to enjoy. So the student is patiently studying, going to school every day. It's not a very palatable thing, but because he's thinking, I'm going to get certificate, which will give me license to enjoyment. So I'll be patient, I will endure. Then I will be able to get this certificate. So this man, he was searching beneath the water with strong determination like this. He did everything possible. He couldn't get this jewel. So he came out of the water. He was monitoring the water. You know, and he was doing everything possible to see that no one come close. This is one thing also. When it comes to sense gratification, we don't want anyone to come close. We don't want our gratification to be disturbed. You know. Then he was there. Somehow or the other, Narimuni appeared. And he saw this man. He was sweating like anything. And he asked him, Prabhuji, what is happening? He said, I'm about to get something precious. But you promised me, whatever I get, I will only give you 5%. So Narimuni said, I don't want anything. Just tell me the problem, I try to help you. She said, okay, now come. You can see this jewel inside the water, I want to try to get it out. So Narimuni just laughed at him. He smiled with love. He smiled at him. He smiled at his ignorance. And he told him, please come. He said, look up there. The jewel is not inside the water, it's hanging up atop the tree. So go and get it there. So he got it and he became very happy. This is what we are searching for in this material world. Everyone is searching for happiness. But we can't be happy here. There's no way one can be happy in this prison yard. It's not possible. The happiness we are looking for is hanging somewhere there. You know, and that happiness can only be found in devotional service. You know, everyone is just every day struggling very hard to get this happiness. And somehow or the other, we are not knowing that everything in this material world is relative. Nothing is real. Nothing is absolute here. Everything is relative. There was this king. Somehow or the other, he was just sitting in his palace. And someone came with a nice jewel. And told him, I have this jewel for you. I have been told that this jewel is to be given to someone whom one loves the most. So because I love you so much, I'm giving you this jewel. Then immediately he thought of his wife. The person that I love so much is my wife. So I will give this jewel to my wife. So he took the jewel and gave it to his wife. And he told his wife, I got this jewel and I was told that it's to be given to the person whom I love the most. So because I love you the most, I'm giving you this jewel. Then the wife thought of it. Oh, okay, I have someone whom I love the most. Then he took this jewel to the person whom she loved the most. And he told that person, this jewel is to be given to the person whom one loves the most. Because I love you the most, I'm giving you this jewel. That one also thought, okay. I also have someone I love the most. So he said to himself in the heart. Then he also gave that jewel to the person whom he loved the most. At the end of the day, this jewel came back to the king in the palace. So the king became very disturbed. And he became realized. Sometimes, if something doesn't happen, we don't get realization. So he was just telling himself, oh, how foolish I am. I was thinking, my wife loved me the most. I was not knowing that she loved someone else the most. You know, I have spent all my life thinking that my wife loved me the most, engaging activities for the body, but I never knew that I'm not actually love at all. Then he composed a very nice poem in glorification of the Lord. If you look at it critically, in the material world, the most moving industry is cosmetic industry. Because nobody wants to die. We want to remain young forever. So that we can enjoy. That's illusory energy. Everything is arranged in this material world for enjoyment. You know, so we want to enjoy, want to get maximum enjoyment. So we are engaging in so many activities to enjoy. The cosmetic activities is advancing, they are producing so many things. Now there are creams for the palm, there are special creams for the fingernails, there are special creams for the toes, There are special creams for the hair. There are special creams for different parts of the body to remain young. There are very special cream for elderly people. Anti-aging cream. Very expensive. And so they want to be young. They think, okay, when I'm young, I can enjoy. There are some people in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, one of the verses Prabhupada explained that old people are not happy because they are thinking that the invalidity due to old age is denying them from enjoyment. So they are not happy. You know, so there's, in this way, everybody is trying to enjoy, you know, engage in so many activities just to enjoy. There was this king. One day he realized that very soon he's going to die. And then he went into some research. Then he found out the personality in charge of death. Then he's finding, he came to know that Yamaraj is in charge. And he said, okay, I will make friend with him. Because my friend will only give me what I want. He will serve me. We serve each other. So I will make friend with him. So he did so many things to become friend with Yamaraj. And eventually he became friend with Yamaraj. Then he told Yamaraj, I want only one thing from you. Please, when death is coming. No, he said, first of all, he said, please, I don't want to die. Yamaraj said, no, you must die. As long as you've taken birth, you must die. You can't stop it. He said, okay, one thing. When death is coming, you should write me a letter that death is approaching. Then I will prepare myself. You know. Yamaraj said, okay, no, that's no problem. I do this for you because you are my friend. So he went on enjoying. He was thinking, okay, now I'm very sure that before death will come, I will know. So he was just enjoying. He was not thinking of anything. Then Yamaraj wrote first letter. No, he wrote first letter, and that first letter was that he became very weak. He cannot function like he used to function before. He cannot do so many things like he used to do before. He's feeling pains in the joints and the waist region. You know, he said, no problem, I can lie down and enjoy. So he went on enjoying. Before he knew it, his hair became very white. You know, gray hair. It doesn't mean anything to him, it's fashion. Now there are some people, they dye their hair. They make black hair into white. Faction, so no problem, natural faction. So he went on enjoying. Before he knew it, the teeth left him. He said, no problem. He called his servant. Take blender, blend all the vegetables, blend the meat, blend everything for my enjoyment. You know. And at a point, he became so weak that he could not see. Do I have to see? There's no problem with seeing as long as I can enjoy. Then eventually he gave up the body. But finally, before he gave up the body, when he was on death row, then he realized that he was going to die. Then he saw Yamaraj. So I told him, my dear friend, I told you to write me a letter when death is coming, but you did not write a letter. You're not a good friend. Sir, I wrote you 4 letters. You didn't see? I sent 4 letters to you. First letter was that you became very weak, symptom of old age. Old age means death. Second letter, gray hair. Third letter, all your teeth left you. And 4 letter is this one. Now you are completely invalid. Say, oh, I don't know. You should have explained. What other explanation do you want? These letters are very self-explanatory. But because you are blind by the illusory energy, but the facility, the flashing things in this material world, you never understand. You did not realize. This is happening to people in the material world. Sometimes, even in Krishna consciousness, we are also illusioned. But it is very subtle, we are not knowing. One is thinking, I have been in this movement for 20 years. So now I'm next to Narad Muni. Yes. So now I could be Devarishi. Very soon I could be whatever, Brahma Rishi. You know, I'm very advanced now. So everybody, please come and serve me. When someone prays you, say, oh, Prabhu, just keep it for Srila Prabhupada. But in your heart, you are very happy. Oh, he knows me. I'm a very advanced devotee. So in this way, even our own devotional service is another source of illusion. If proper care is not taken. You know. So
Because people are not very careful in this material world, they have to quit the body, come back again, sometimes so many times coming back. So many times coming. They keep repeating the cycle because they never realize that they have been covered by the illusory energy. So the proper word here used, conditioned. We are conditioned. Conditioned means that you are acting outside your natural situation or natural environment. Our situation is compared to that of a fish. The natural environment of a fish is the water. When you take the fish out of the water, if you like, give the fish some dollars to spend. Give some nice drink, alcohol to take. Give some nice cigarette. The fish cannot enjoy it. It can only enjoy it for a few seconds, after which it will die. So if we want to stop this dying, if we want to get out of this illusion energy, Shapopad explained the purport. Bahunam jamanam ante. After so much suffering, so many lifetimes, birth and death, repeating this cycle of birth and death, so many times we have been coming, by the mercy of the Lord, one day we will come to realize, we will come to knowledge, then we will surrender to the Lord. Now I don't want to suffer anymore. When this realization comes, the Lord will become very merciful to us, then he will turn the tap of mercy. Then the spiritual master will come. Say, my friend, I'm your very dear friend. You have been suffering for a long time. Now, take this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chant it for the rest of your life. Perform devotional service to the pure devotees. Render service to the pure devotees. Render service to the deities. Then you will not come back to this material world again. Then when we take the chanting bead, the mind becomes very active. Like the purpose says, we are strongly with the senses to include the mind. The mind is telling, my dear friend, it's time to take rest. My dear friend, it's time to go for party. My dear friends, it's time to go for cinema. Sometimes you jump out. You know, that's the reason why Bawita explained that when the mind is not controlled, the mind becomes our worst enemy. And when the mind is controlled, the mind becomes our best friend. So if one is attuned to the principles as outlined by the scriptures, which we have been taught to understand by the spiritual master, then one can easily get out from this illusory energy that is covering us. The first verse proper used to explain this verse, the first shloka from Bhagavad Gita he cited, 7:14. Krishna is saying that the divine energy of himself, of him, is consisting of the three material energies or modes, and it's very, very difficult to overcome. But when we surrender, it becomes very difficult, very easy. It will become as easy as crossing the hoof print of a calf. Now, when a calf put hoof print here, you will almost not notice it because it's very small. So when one surrenders to Krishna by the assistance of the spiritual master, then this material energy becomes very, very easy to overcome. And one thing you will notice first when you engage devotional service is that you become happy. In the material world, everyone is actually very sad. So, summarily, we are saying that this verse is stating that everyone conditioned in this material world is controlled or by the illusory energy of the Lord. And there is no way we can get out from this illusory energy without the mercy of the Lord. And to get that mercy, we have to surrender. And when we surrender by the mercy of the Lord, then we get a spiritual master. This spiritual master will now help us by putting us through the process of devotional service. And by the time devotional service is properly performed, then we don't have to take birth again. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So it's already 9 o'clock, so we stop here. Thank you very much, bro. Let's come from the Chaya Divine Grace, the Prabhupada, okay? Yeah. Shiva Bhagavatam, okay? Yeah. All glories to us and the devotees.